Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I'm Tim Brown. I'm the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, the infidel Allah warned you about. Filling in for Bradley today. Hopefully we'll take you to the true and living God as we talk. But I'm coming to you live today from the bunker in the U.S.-occupied state of South Carolina. And just to let you know, you can find us online at sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and also sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you're looking to follow Bradley on Facebook, head over there and type in Bradley, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean, Bradley Dean on Facebook. You can also follow us on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, as well as Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. And if you're on the Twitter thing, you can pick up Bradley there at Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. Well, it's a busy week this week. I just finished up an article. The Clinton email scandal has become a circus of corruption. Indeed, it has. I mean, we're talking about the FBI, who we have a lot of question about as far as their dealings with Islamic terrorists, you know, taking possession of many of the emails from Mrs. Clinton this week. We have her associates, whether it is the Muslim Brotherhood tied Huma Abedin or Cheryl Mills, who was her chief of staff. These women have been told not to delete any of their emails, and yet they said, well, we were looking to delete copies because copies were the word there. And we all know that these people like to cover up their tracks. They have a long history of that. And so now we've got Mrs. Clinton going down to Univision and attacking Judicial Watch, saying, oh, they're a partisan group, and they're just out to sue Democrats, in particular me, you know, trying to make it all about her. When the reality is, they're just trying to get the information so that the American people can see whether or not Mrs. Clinton is telling the truth and hopefully bring some kind of resolve to it. That's the issue, is bringing justice to bear upon those who are engaged in criminal activity against the people of the United States. That's what Judicial Watch is seeking to do, and Mrs. Clinton is an enemy of the state. She's an enemy of the people, and her husband. And they need to be uncovered over and over again. And then we need some justice brought to her. Instead of the White House, I won't say the jailhouse because I don't believe in jails. I don't think that brings justice. But there's definitely some justice that needs to be brought upon both Mrs. Clinton and her husband. You can find that at sonsoflibertymedia.com. The Clinton email scandal has become a circus of corruption. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Helma Geller has just put out an article, the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upholds Sharia. They will not allow the free speech about what Islam is on their buses and ads there. Sons of Liberty Media.com, our friend David Risalata television as a psycho-political weapon. Any of you guys ever seen the old film with Rowdy Roddy Piper in it, They Live? That's sort of the idea that he's carrying there, that the television is used as a propaganda tool. And indeed it is, even from children's shows to many of the things that we see in comedy skits and even on the news. It's a large percentage of that is propaganda. Check that out on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Trump was for defunding Planned Parenthood before he was for funding it. Now, I don't want to get off on Trump. That's not my thing today. But I will tell you this. The American people, many of the American people like Trump because he speaks his mind. He doesn't care what anybody thinks about it. I like that. I like many of the things he said, even some of the controversial things that he said. But I'm going to tell you, you need to step back if you're all gung-ho for Trump. You need to step back and pay attention. He is already backpedaling on his Planned Parenthood claim. Remember, at first he said shut down the government to defund Planned Parenthood. Now he's out this week, and he's kind of going, well, you know, there are some good things in Planned Parenthood, and we should fund those. No. This goes back to asking the man who wants your vote for the Oval Office if he even knows what the job requirement is and what the Constitution says. Planned Parenthood and any other health organization or other business is not to be funded by the federal government, period. Period. And if you got a guy, I don't care if they're Republican, Democrat, Independent, Green Party, Communist, I don't care where they're from, If they don't understand constitutional spending, and they can't tell you that, you don't need to give them the time of day as far as running for the office. I don't care how good they sound. I don't care what their record is or this, that, and the other. If they can't tell you the very thing that their job requires them to do, which is preserve, defend, and uphold the Constitution, that's the first oath they're going to take with their hand on the Bible. If I can't tell you that, you don't need to give them the time of day. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Kentucky Institutes of Religious Tests for Voluntary Counselors, but it's to shut Christianity down. And I made a small note in there that's from my elder, Michael Ware, in my church. The article confirms what I've been saying. If you think there is a place of neutrality in life, morality, law, or politics, you believe in a myth. You're either on one side or the other. And that is, you're either moving under the law of God, or are you moving out from under the law of God? And here they're wanting to shut down Christian counselors in prisons for speaking and calling homosexuality a sin, even though they haven't had any incident of that. I can tell you there is somebody involved in sodomy that's behind this. There's no doubt in my mind. Why else would it come up? There's never been a report of any Christian counselor doing that in the prisons there. In this area of Kentucky. Also, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Army Staff Sergeant, the Senate on Nuke Deal. Why would you do a deal with the country that tried to kill me? You know, Bradley's often talked about our soldiers are sort of a mirror of Christ. They lay down their lives. They are willing to do the fight, and they're willing to sacrifice, even in many cases, the ultimate sacrifice. And here, our own country turns around and becomes a Judas to them, kisses them in the face, and then slaps them. Here was a staff sergeant who was hit and severely deformed in his face. And yet our country is willing to do a deal with the enemies that did that to him. On the other side of the break, I want to pick up, is Arkansas covering up the Clinton's trail of criminal activity? Stay with me.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I want to take you over to an article, that I posted yesterday evening, and then I went on to the Pete Santilli show later that evening to speak about it. Before I do, let me let you in on a couple of the articles that are out today. A death cross, wild market swings, and a currency war, and we haven't even gotten to September yet. That's an article by Michael Snyder. This death cross has happened a couple of times within the markets and always precedes a collapse. Also, soap opera TV, Decorum, Plagues, Political Process. That's by Eric Rush. And check those out at sonsoflibertymedia.com. But to the article from yesterday, is Arkansas covering up the Clintons' trail of criminal activities? I put this out because I had a conversation. In fact, last week, I was supposed to interview Larry Nichols of Clinton Chronicles thing. I'd had several conversations. We tried to have him on the radio before. And I told Bradley I was a little concerned over some things from the past, specifically in 2013 when we were doing reporting on Ride for the Constitution, which was a truckers event, which they were going through Washington and shutting down a lot of the lanes there, if you remember that. And that was just ahead of the veterans that went up there. At the time where Obama was putting up his barricades and things in front of the war memorials. At that time, there was a segment of the Pete Santilli show in which he had Larry Nichols on. And at that time, Larry Nichols admitted to being a hitman for the Clintons. Now, it wasn't long after that he admitted to cutting off Wayne DeMond's, let's just say he castrated him. Family show at the order of Bill Clinton. These are two separate times that he said this. The first thing I asked Larry when I contacted him about an interview was, Larry, you know, about these comments here. He said, yeah, Pete used me and he did this. I had surgery. I was medicating this. And I don't know anybody who's had surgery and has been medicated and then goes off telling wild stories about murdering people and stuff like that.
But I said, okay, I'll let you set the record straight. Little did I know, in God's providence, the day before we were to have the interview, I had shared the information with Bradley, and I had also received a call from Pete Santilli's associate, Deborah Jordan. And she proceeded to tell me, we noticed that you carry these articles. She didn't know I was going to interview him. She said, we've noticed you carry these articles, and we want to let you know we just released this audio. It's never been heard before. We've had it. We've had all our recordings and our talks with Larry. And he admits to murdering people, 15 to 20 of them. And I said, really? So I did an interview with Pete last week. I included some of that in the article. And what's interesting is Pete took all of these audio files, called up the Arkansas State Troopers, spoke with a Arkansas State Trooper by the name of Billy Ely. His name is in the article. And gave him the information. He said, yes, I'll check it out. I called up yesterday, prior to writing the article, to follow up Mr. Ely to see if he did that. And here was his response. Quote, I tried to follow up on that and found out that with him being a former president, that the only way we can look into this is if it is recommended by the prosecutor. To which I responded, Larry Nichols is not a former president. And he said, I know, but the president is, to which I'm sitting here going, that doesn't even make any sense. I said, what does that have to do with Larry Nichols' confession to a capital crime? And he goes, that's just the way it is. So he asked me if I wanted the number for the prosecutor's office. I said I did because I believe there was a cover-up going on. He goes, we're not covering up anything. Lo and behold, I called the prosecutor's office today. I'm supposed to get another call back from one of the attorneys there in the office, but the gentleman that I spoke with said, no, that's really at their discretion if they want to go arrest somebody and if they want to press, you know, if they want to charge them with something, they can do that. And then we have to put the case together. So somebody, this gentleman, Mr. Ely, said that the lieutenant above him said, you can't do that because Bill Clinton's a foreign president. But the problem is Bill Clinton wasn't president at the time this stuff was going on. And in my mind, Nichols' confessions, if you line them up with what he was giving out in Clinton Chronicles, it almost makes you wonder if he wasn't the guy committing the crimes on the Clinton's behalf. I'm not saying he is. I'm just saying it makes you wonder. Now, if you think that's joking, you can head over there. I did an update of my interview with Pete Santilli last night. You can listen to the actual recording where I called the Arkansas State Troopers and spoke with Mr. Ely. And you can hear him say those things I just quoted him as saying. This should bother us tremendously. Why would you let a man who is not president off the hook from the capital crime of murder? That means under God's law, you take his life if he took somebody else's. Okay? That's how serious this is. It's a life and death issue. You have a man who's confessed to that on national radio, not once, not twice, maybe three times. At least three times that I have. Why do you let him go? Because Bill Clinton is a former president. And if Larry Nichols is guilty, which he's confessing he is, it isn't like you need two or three witnesses to figure that out. Nobody's coercing him to say all this stuff. He's just telling you. Then I think the issue is that we need to dig further into that and find out just how much of this really is related to the Clintons, because I think they're probably pretty much tied together. In fact, I do believe Larry when he says he was given the order by Clinton to do some of these things. No doubt about it. He beat up women. He went into this guy's cell and castrated him. And he says he murdered people. And you can hear it. Isn't like it's being hid in a back corner somewhere. I've got the links where you can hear all of this. And Mr. Nichols is entitled to a trial under our legal system. That's in the Fifth Amendment. And the law should be applied equally across the board, no matter who it is, a former president, a governor, a congressman, a senator, regular citizen, dog catcher, it doesn't matter. The law in our country is supposed to apply equally across the board, regardless of gender, race, or position. And murder is a serious issue. And yet, I'm just going to tell you, I use the term knucklehead. That means dummy, stupid, okay? If somebody commented, this is laughable. I guess it wouldn't be laughable if it was one of their family members who had been murdered by Mr. Nichols. I guess it wouldn't be too funny if it was one of their family members who were castrated by Mr. Nichols. It wouldn't be too funny then, would it? But in America, we distance ourselves from the crime. In fact, when a death penalty is carried down or is handed over, it usually takes 25 years for that to be carried out. I know that because a friend I went to high school with is still on death row at least 20 years after the murder in North Carolina. I know that. And the farther it gets along, the more people forget what the crime was, what the family went through, all of these things. And then when they do finally provide the execution, they do it quietly in a room away from everybody instead of out in public, like the Bible says. And frankly, the Bible says that the people ought to be carrying out that punishment. And God says, so that all learn to fear. How would you like to have to carry out the death sentence against somebody for their crime? I wouldn't want to do it. I would be pleading for people. That's why, we talk about whatever the issue is, whether it's sodomy or murder. I'd be pleading for people, don't do it. Repent. Turn away from it. Don't do it. Because it is a crime that carries a capital punishment. Not only in the biblical record, but also within our own state histories, we have that. And we've seen that before, and I've talked about that before. This issue with the Clintons has got to come out. And I'm going to have more on that as soon as I hear back from the Arkansas State Attorney General's office. On the other side of the break, I'm going to pick up an article this week on T.D. Jakes. We're going to speak about how important doctrine is and what that leads to. Stay with us.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Heading over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, my elder at my church, Michael Ware, is a contributor over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and the other day he had an article titled, T.D. Jakes Appeals to Myth of Neutrality When Defending Sodomy. And I did get an email from someone this week saying, you know, we should check our facts before we go spilling off at this, that, and the other. And I wrote back to the person, and I said, look, we did check our facts. Jake and I saw plenty of places on Facebook where people had said, Jake's is finally showing that he's a heretic. Well, he showed he was a heretic a long time ago before this came out. And we're going to get into some of that today. But here's the thing. And kindly, the person replied back to me and said, oh, I didn't see this and that and the other. And I told her, you know, we'd be discussing this on the radio. Bradley wanted me to deal with this today. So that's what I'm going to deal with in the rest of the show. But just to point out, earlier in the week, T.D. Jakes, who has become a very prominent, I don't even want to say preacher. He's a false teacher, okay? Let's just get it out of the way. He is a false teacher. He's one that Peter warns about in 2 Peter 2. He's one that Jude warns about. He is a false teacher. He has crept in unawares. Now, since nobody put him down and put him in his place back in the 90s when he came on the scene, he has evolved into a mainstream speaker. And there's no doubt the man's gifted, but his teachings are heretical. They're heretical in doctrine. They're heretical in practice. If a man can't control his orthodoxy, he can't control his orthopraxy. That's one is his doctrine, one is his practice. And T.D. Jakes is now showing that for what it was. He's already shown us his doctrine. He showed us that a long time ago. He does not hold to the biblical doctrine that the persecuted church, contrary to people's popular opinion, that the Council of Nicaea was, you know, some guys doing this, that, and the other. This was the persecuted church before Constantine came in. And they came in, and they went to the scriptures to address a subject on Arianism,
and on the scriptures. What were the scriptures? And coming out of that, they claimed that the God of the Bible is one God and three persons. There are three persons in the Godhead. Or, as the Westminster Confession that I hold to in the Catechism, we learn how many persons are there in the Godhead? There are three persons in the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one true eternal God, the same in substance, equal in power and glory, although distinguished by their personal properties. They're distinct persons, but they're still one God. That's why God can exist all by himself. He doesn't need anybody to love. He has love within the confines of the Godhead in the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. He doesn't need you or me for that. He has that in and of himself. And Jakes rejects this. We'll get to that in a moment. This week, the story was on Jakes that he came out sort of coddling those who practice sodomy. Here's some of the things from the article. ChristianNews.net, it says that T.D. Jakes says that homosexuals should attend congregations that affirm their lifestyle and that politics do not need to reflect biblical ethics. Oh, my goodness. Why would we want to include biblical ethics in law? See, this is people who hold to this myth of neutrality stuff, and they don't realize somebody's ethics, somebody's law, somebody's morality is always, always, always going to be legislated. It, as far as I'm concerned, it might as well be the Bible's because God knows best. And he, like Obama, says that his position on homosexuality is both evolved and evolving. Isn't that nice? It sounds very postmodern, doesn't it? But it's really heresy. It's really heresy. Here's what Jake said, quote, "Absolutely, I think it is going to be diverse from church to church." And this is in terms of homosexuals and the black church coexisting. He didn't mention the white church. I don't know what the issue is there. But he says it'll be diverse from church to church. Every church has a different opinion on the issue, and every gay person, I hate that term, is different. And I think that to speak to the church, the black church, the white church, or any kind of church you want to call it, there is only one church, by the way. It is the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is the assembly of the people of God who have been blood-bought by the Lord Jesus Christ. Jake says, are all the same. It's totally not true. And then he said this. LGBTs of different types and sorts have to find a place of worship that reflects what your views are and what you believe like anyone else. The church should have the right to have its own convictions and values. If you don't like those convictions and values, and you totally disagree with it, don't try to change my house. Move into your own. Find somebody who gets what you get about faith. Now, I'm going to tell you what that reminds me of. It reminds me of the split between the southern and the northern kingdom of Israel in the Old Testament. And if you remember, there were two kings there, Jeroboam and Rehoboam. And the people of the north wanted to go down to Jerusalem. And they wanted to worship as God commanded. The king said, no. I'll make some golden idols here, and you can worship here. And he pulled an Aaron, okay? He pulled an Aaron out. I'll make some golden images here. You can worship those. You don't have to go down to Jerusalem. And what happened? God was angry. You know how angry God was? He brought Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonians against the northern kingdom and took them captive. Killed many of them. Because they didn't obey him. Later on, the southern kingdom fell too. And one could question that they didn't enforce the law of God against the northern kingdom. Some could question that. But here's a man telling you, go find a church that tickles your ears. That's what he's saying, right? If they don't think like you do, Well, go find one that does tickle your ears. And Paul says that there's going to be all kinds of people like that. That's why you're to preach the word in season and out of season, when it's convenient, when it's not convenient, when people like to hear it, when they don't like to hear it. Because let's be honest, sometimes there is times where people like to hear the word of God. They want to hear it. They're hungry for it. And sometimes they're not. They're not. And yet, preachers and teachers of all stripes, if they name the name of Christ, they are to preach the word of God unwatered down, just as God gave it, because they don't have the authority to change the message. If you don't want to preach the message as it is, you don't need to be speaking, period. And Jakes is one of these guys. It's a shame. What used to be called the Baptist bookstore years ago, some of you may remember, is now turned into Lifeway. And Lifeway has all these little trinkets and Christian idolatry. I mean, it smacks of Rome. All in its stores, it's flooded with heretical stuff like T.D. Jakes, and T.D. Jakes came in years ago. I think that's ultimately why they broke away from Baptist bookstore. And I'm not saying everything in Lifeway stores are bad. There are some good teachers in there. Well, let's be honest. You go through there and you find all this other stuff. It's garbage. It's not helpful to you. It doesn't help you grow spiritually at all. It might make you feel spiritual, but it has nothing to do to offer you spirituality. It doesn't want to deal with sin. It wants to coddle your carnal nature in many cases. And yet, Jakes is saying, look, you practice in sodomy, your church doesn't like it, go find a church, I don't know, like the PCUSA, who wants to embrace you. Oh, by the way, and if you're a woman, you could be an elder in that church. You could be an elder and practice sodomy in that church. This is what Jakes was saying. You say, that not important, doesn't affect me. And I've heard these people, and I'm going to tell you, this is a place where it really gets on my nerves. Where you get people who were taught wrong, and they all of a sudden discover certain things, and then they start blasting doctrine. As though doctrine is a four-letter word. All throughout Scripture, we're told about doctrine. You know what doctrine is? It's real simple. It's teaching. And Titus, chapter 2, Paul says to Titus, but as for you, speak the things which are proper for sound doctrine. It's not a four-letter word. It's biblical. And if you're out of doctrine, you're going to be out of your practice. If you don't have right thinking, how can you have right action? How can that be? And I'll tell you, Jakes does not have right thinking. As I mentioned before, this is just the full-on play of his apostasy is what it is. Okay? He's not only a heretic, he's an apostate. Jakes has held to what the term is modalism. Write that down. Modalism, M-O-D-A-L-I-S-M. And it's this idea that it's a monotheistic kind of idea. But it basically says, well, God sort of puts on this mask to be the Father. And he takes that one off, and he puts on a mask to be the Son. And he takes that one off, and he puts on a mask to be the Holy Spirit. That's the heresy that he holds to. He does not see the equality of the persons in the Godhead. That has ramifications. Because if you don't see that, there will be some other ramifications, not only redemptively, but in practical aspects, when it comes to looking at the Scriptures. On the other side of the break, we'll continue this. Stay with me, because this is very important.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Sue Biken. My association with Bradley Dean and his ministry has been a fantastic relationship. We love his ministry, and what he preaches sets everybody on fire because he's on fire for the Lord.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9000. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Picking up where I left off because we've got just a short time, and I always get these subjects that literally take a lot more time than I have to devote, and there are men that God has gifted greater than I who've written some tremendous books, especially on the Trinity. I would highly recommend James White's book, The Forgotten Trinity, for those of you who are interested in really looking at some of the things that I've talked about, as well as Googling James White Trinity Triangle. It's the first picture that comes up. It'll give you kind of a picture so that you can see where somebody gets off and they're thinking about the Trinity, what kind of heresy they fall into. So check that out. Google that and check that out. Getting back to Jake's. Before the sodomy issue came out, okay, Jakes was invited into what they called the elephant room, and this was by a lot of these postmodern pastors, men like Mark Driscoll, who I got to tell you, there are some questionable things about Mark Driscoll. I think in his language, some of it was just downright pornographic. Some of the things he talked about in the Song of Solomon. And it should never be heard from the pulpit. I just don't understand it. I don't understand how men feel comfortable talking like that in front of their congregations. Jesus never did it, neither did the prophets. So I don't understand that. But anyway, him and I believe the guy's name was James McDonald, who questioned T.D. Jakes about, I think it was maybe 2 years ago, 3 years ago. It may have been farther than that. Time gets away from me. But they questioned him about the Trinity because they wanted to accept him as a brother. Now, understand that Pastor Vody Balcom found out what was going on. He was invited to come, and he would not go. And the reason he wouldn't go was he knew Jakes was a heretic. He wasn't going to embrace him as a brother, knowing what the man had taught. And so he
didn't go and be a part of it. But here's what came out. Jake said Jesus was baptized in the Jordan River, for example, coming up out of the water, and the Holy Spirit descends like a dove. The Father speaks from heaven, and we see all three of them on one occasion, he said. Or in Genesis, where God said, let us make man in our own image, or our own likeness, or Elohim. He is the one God who manifests himself in a plurality of ways. Now, do you hear that? That's modalism. He said that to these guys in the elephant room, and they're just too ignorant or blind. I don't know what it is, but they miss it. He is the one God who manifests himself in a plurality of ways? No. He is the one God who is three persons who is on display for humanity. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He doesn't manifest himself in the plurality of ways. And then he goes, or what Jesus says, I am with the Father and the Father is with me. And if you go back and find, you can do your own research, you can find where T.D. Jakes actually changed the words of the Lord Jesus to say, I am the Father. I am the Father. And Jesus doesn't say that. This guy is as slick as a snake because his daddy is one. He went on to say, that began to make me rethink some of my ideas and some of the things that I was taught, referring to the modalism. And yet he's just espousing those modalism. I got kind of quiet about it for a while because when you're a leader and you're in a position of authority, sometimes you have to back up and ponder for a minute and really think things through. And I agree with that. Sometimes you do have to back up and think things through. We all have baggage of stuff that we were taught that's wrong, and sometimes we have to correct that. That's fine. But he does that. But then Driscoll goes on to sort of grill him and listen to the questions he answered, which Jake affirms absolutely almost every time. Do you believe this is the perfect, inspired, fallible, or final authority word of God, pointing to the Bible? Do you believe there is one God, three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? You believe Jesus was fully God and fully man, right? Yeah, he does that. But that's not a Trinitarian question. Do you believe there's... The Trinitary question would have been, do you believe there's one God, and in that Godhead, there are three persons who are distinct from one another, yet they are equal. They are in power and glory. They are the same substance. Jesus told his disciples that when he went to the Father on the night he was betrayed, he says, when I go to the Father, I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit. And you go look up the terms there of what he's saying, and he says, I'm going to send you a spirit of the same substance as I am. Was he talking physicality, or was he talking about the nature of God? He's talking about the nature of God. I'm going to send the Spirit of God to you, and he will dwell in you. You're going to have a relationship with him that is restored. It's not broken. You're not standing up the garden again with the flaming arrow, but that's been done away with. The punishment of the law that was due to you will be taken away, and God will send you the Holy Spirit, the same spirit, the same substance as I am. That's what Jesus said. He goes on to ask him a variety of questions. As Jesus died on the cross in our place for our sins, whether he rose from the dead, believes in the judgment of the living and the dead, and a belief from part in Jesus, there's no salvation. And all these things, Jake affirms those. He affirms them. He says, absolutely. But the problem is like Tom Chantry said, quote, I'm Trinitarian so long as I'm free to express it in civilian terms. I'll make Trinitarianism what I want it to make. It's kind of like people who says things like people who say things like, "I'm a Muslim, but I don't believe in jihad. I want to make Islam what I want to make it. I'm a Christian, but I also believe in Buddhism and Hinduism, with a smack of Zoroastrianism thrown on top." How can you do that? You change the entire definition of what you're talking about. This is the kind of man we're speaking of. He is not a godly man. He should not be in a place of authority. He has, on special occasions, at this potter's house that he formed, raised all this money from gullible, ignorant, biblically ignorant people to build a potter's house. He has over 100,000 people there on special events, and he has thousands of people there every week. He is nationally syndicated on Trinity Broadcast System, which isn't known for their theology either. These people are charlatans. And not only are they out for your money, they're out for more than that. Second Peter, and this, I don't know if this is true of Jake's, but I can tell you this. Second Peter, Peter says in chapter 2 that false teachers come in among you and they're out for two things. They're out for money and they're out for sexual favors. All I can tell you to verify that is two words, Jim Baker. I can give you two more, Benny Hinn. Those are two that I know right off the bat. That's what they're there for. They're not there for holiness. They're not there for the power of God because they don't know the power of God. It has not set them free from their sin. If it did, their eyes would be open to see their error. But they don't. And these men have been corrected time and time and time and time again. And they ignore it. And they willfully ignore it. And now we see men like T.D. Jakes, because the church has not stood up and said, this guy is a heretic. Because they've not done that, now this guy will lead hundreds of thousands of people into the sodomite agenda. And let me tell you something. Romans 1 is clear. When you're engaging in sodomy, let me tell you what it is. It isn't just a mental illness. It is a mental illness that is there because God gave it to you by giving you over to your sin. And the command for you is to repent of it. Turn towards God. Have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the command. Or else you've got a certain future of judgment ahead of you. If not all, not only in this life, but in the next. You see, the good news comes when people understand you are violating the law of God. Jakes is one, I believe this strongly, is one of many in our culture. As Deuteronomy says, when God sends, you know, false prophets don't just pop up on their own and do their own thing. No, the Bible says God sends them in our midst. And do you know why he sends them in our midst? The Bible says that he wants to test us to see if we love the Lord our God. In fact, he comes along behind that and he says, don't be afraid of such a man. In fact, in the Old Testament, they would have had a rock party with him. They would have dealt with him swiftly and judiciously. Friends, don't buy the lies of people like D.D.J. Please don't buy those lies. Turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll always show you the light. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.